morning. I'm Craig Adams, along with Bruce Van Dyke and Susie Peters. We are coming to you this morning from the lobby of the Chronicle-Telegram in downtown Elyria as we remember the Not Forgotten Box campaign. And to lead off our program this morning is the Elyria High School Madrigal Singers alumni, led by Mark Jesse.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Troll the ancient yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. See the blazing yule before us, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Strike the harp and join the chorus, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Follow me, every measure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. While I tell of Christmas treasure, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Fast away the old year passes, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sing we joyous all together, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Heedless of the wind or weather, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The boar's head and hand bear I, bedecked with bays and rosemary, and I pray you my masters be merry, for testy scene convivio. Cup it up, redeftero, redens lares domino. The boar's head, as I understand, is the rarest dish in all this land, which thus bedecked with the gay garland, let us servire cantico. Cupi capri deferro, redens lares domino. Our steward hath provided this in honor of the king of bliss, which on this day to be served is in regis enciatrio. Cupi capri deferro, redens lares domino.
There we have the Elyria High School Madrigal Singers alumni, led by Mark Jesse, who now joins us at the microphone. Mark, thank you so much for coming in this morning and bringing your very talented group.
Well, thank you, Craig, very much. It's a pleasure to be here, but it is cold and dark.
It is that, but those folks warm it up, and you do too. And you will be doing that because you've got a special performance coming up later in the month. Let's talk a little bit about that. It's the Old English Yuletide Feast and Renaissance
Revel.
Revel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what is that?
Well, it's actually a recreation of an Elizabethan madrigal dinner around the year 1600, something that is based on what would have happened around Queen Elizabeth's court at that time.
So what happens at the dinner?
Well, it's a full dinner, and we have our singers in Elizabethan costumes. We have Queen Elizabeth. We're accompanied by harpsichord and recorders and cello. And this is an event that I first was introduced to when I was a student at Kent State University way, way, way back. And we've done it at Elyria High School for 18 years. And I just retired in May, and because it's an event that I brought, and the school's program is so busy in December, I thought we would try it this year as an alumni event. So all of our singers are former members of the Madrigal Singers, and we have singers going back all the way to the first event in 1996. So we have a large group of singers. We have about 50 singers, and we actually haven't even started rehearsing yet. Our first rehearsal is next Wednesday night, and because all of these folks have done it before, we're going to hope that we can put it together very quickly with four rehearsals.
I would think having a group that would span so many years, you'd have a lot of different voice timbres and tones in there. Is that something you enjoy?
I do. I do, and I anticipate, everyone's very excited. I know if I were a student who had participated in an event like this and then had an opportunity to come back two, three, four, 10, 15 years later and do it again, it would be very exciting. So there's a lot of anticipation from all of the kids when I email them or talk to them on the phone. They're very, very excited. I've found over the years that this is one of the most favorite types of performances our students have had. I know it is for me. And for me, I've done it so many years at Christmas time. It's a Christmas tradition for me. So I would miss it very much as part of the holiday season.
We're talking with Mark Jesse today. Does it come back to the kind of music you're singing at this time of year? Is that really what brings out the joy in it?
I think so. And it's really themed for Christmas. And not every piece has a Christmas theme, but many of them do. And it is intended to be a holiday celebration.
Is there a camaraderie, I guess I want to say, among the singers from years gone by?
There is.
You keep in contact with them?
There is. Now, there's been a long-standing tradition at the high school long before I got there that at the Christmas concert, which is called the reunion concert, the alumni come up on stage and sing the Lord Bless You and Keep You. So I've been used to, I was at Illyria High for 23 years, so I had 23 years of seeing former members come back. And of course, the longer you're there, the more students you know. So there is that. That's the one official opportunity for people to get together. But it's very quick. Come up on stage, sing, concert's over, everybody leaves, and you at best you have get a quick hug or a chance to say hello. So this event coming up is especially exciting to have 50 kids that have been in the group at some point and come back and get spend more time with them, and of course, you know, find out what's been going on in their lives and take advantage of voices that have matured over the years as well.
Have you had any students go on to pursue singing as a career?
We have. We've got several that are music teachers, others that are performers. Now, Illyria High has had some great success with some of our music theater folks going on. Actually, one of the members that I contacted right away is going to be on a cruise ship performing, so she would be unavailable. Most everybody I contacted, everyone I contacted was excited about it, and most everyone was able to fit it in their schedule. We made it very late. Normally, we would be the first or second weekend of December. This is December 19th and 20th, and one of the reasons for that was to make sure that students who are away at college, certainly the ones that graduated within the last 4 years, had an opportunity to get home. And Thanksgiving, it gives us a great opportunity because almost everyone is home for Thanksgiving. So we're going to have our first rehearsal next Wednesday night and then another one on Friday afternoon. And I have almost everyone scheduled to come on Wednesday night. So that'll be good to get everybody together and hear what this big group, because normally we would have 24 singers and we have it double that. So I'm excited to hear the sound of a twice as large choir.
And how many songs would you practice? How many would you perform that night?
Oh, we will probably have. There's a format that we follow. There's music that provides backup for the activity. For instance, we sang the Boar's Head Carol just now. When we sing that during the feast, we have pages that are processing the boar's head up to the head table, presenting it to the queen. So there's music that is functional. We also have authentic dances of the time where we have an entrance and an exit and then circle dances that are very authentic that would have been done by members of Queen Elizabeth's court to entertain themselves back in the year 1600. And then we have a concert that has about 13 songs. We also have tableside singing. So we'll have quite a few groups going out to perform individually for tables. We have a magician. And it's a very, very nice evening. And this is at DeLuca's Place in the Park. We've always been there. They do a wonderful job with the food. We offer two options for food. There's turkey or roast beef. And it'll be nice, too, being a little bit later, because sometimes people are still filled with turkey on the early part of December. But a little bit later in December, they may decide it's time to have some more turkey.
Well, you talk about food, and I've read or seen pictures of other kind of like Renaissance type meals where people are eating with their hands and holding the old, you know, drumsticks or whatever. Do you have utensils here? How does that work?
We do. I really wouldn't want to see our audience eating turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy with their fingers. There are events like that. We say this is a recreation. The music is authentic. the singing's authentic, the dances are authentic, the costumes are authentic, and I think the spirit and the merriment is authentic. But we allow for modern conveniences such as electricity and silverware.
Okay, that's good. Now, one other question. How does one become queen? Because our Susie Peters over here might want to apply for the job next year.
Well, I'll tell you, it started out, and my niece was the queen for many years, and she is a scholar of the Elizabethan era and actually helped us out very much. We used to, when we only had 24 singers, we gave each one of them an authentic name of a member of Queen Elizabeth's court and provided a little biographical sketch of each of them. And there are some familiar names, like Sir Walter Raleigh is a very familiar name and was one of our members of Queen Elizabeth's court. With 48 members, we're not going to have each person with a name. But my niece was queen for many years, and then my wife Jackie became queen after we got married 12 years ago.
Isn't that how it goes?
That is how it goes. And it's funny, when we go out in the community, a lot of times that's how she's addressed, as Your Majesty.
I see.
However, we're excited this year because we're going to become grandparents, and Jackie's daughter is expecting, and her date is December 17th. So we have a backup queen in place just in case the celebration of a grandchild happens on the 19th or the 20th. But I also want to tell people how they can get tickets. The best way is to contact me, and I can email you an order form. Because this involves food, we have to let DeLucas know quite a bit ahead of time how much to order. So we need to, by the middle of December, we have to have all our numbers finalized. So I have an order form that I can email to people. And if you're out there and you're interested and you'd like some more information, it is $30 a person, but that does include a full meal plus all of the entertainment. The tables, seat 8, they're all reserved, so you know what table you're going to be assigned. And oftentimes people will order an entire table so they can have a nice evening with a whole group of friends. But the best way to do it, I'll give you my phone number, and if you get the answering machine, just leave me your name and phone number and email address, and I'll send it right out to you. But just call 322-7766. That sounds like an easy number to remember, like the Aluminum Siding Company. 322-7766, and I'd be happy to get this out to you. We're very, very excited to do it for our 19th year and have this great group of former members from Elyria High School.
Mark, thank you so much for coming in. And
it's
again,
great.
Pass along the thanks to the people who came. I know they had to come and go, but wonderful performance, great way to start the morning.
And, you know, also I want to say to people out there what an awesome organization this is, the Not Forgotten Box. And every year I get up in the morning and I see the daily count of toys, and I'm sure the people who run this are nervous every year because you get right up to the deadline and you think, how are we ever going to hit this deadline? And it always does, and oftentimes surpasses it. However, that doesn't mean that's going to happen every single year. So please don't wait till the last minute to get your toys and your donations in. I'm sure the folks will sleep much better knowing that they're on track to make this deadline and not have to wait until the day before for all of these items to come in. But it's a great organization and a wonderful opportunity for kids in Lorain County.
Well, the boxes are behind us here in
and
the lobby.
And they're not overflowing this morning.
Not yet.
So come on, let's get out here and get these donations in.